the Grillin' Guys.
Now hit me!
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And it's the holiday season, and happy holidays to Bob and I, because we've got a guy in the studio that just brought a bunch of treats, and I got some in my mouth here, so you can probably tell, but I've got prime rib jerky.
I think I found a new guy to invite to deer camp.
Right. Yeah. You know what? He looked like he could haul one out of the woods for us.
Yeah. He hauls around slabs all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... right here live in the studio, I've got Caleb Robbins. So good to meet you the other day. Jop and I were in the meat shack 10 years ago when that brewery opened up.
Right.
And the fellow that was there was real nice, gave us a bunch of coupons. Randy said he thinks he still has all the coupons.
Yeah, you gonna honor those for me?
He's Dutch.
Yeah, you
he's
know a, we can do that
for you.
He's a coupon
guy.
Right. We can help you out.
He likes his coupons.
No, but anyway, Caleb, you guys are recent... you recently purchased the meat market, right?
Yeah. 2020, we bought it August 1st. My wife and I were 50-50 partners. She does all the work, and I take all the credit.
Well, that's okay if that if that arrangement works for you, because you also mentioned that you've got a side gig, which is you help a lot of other people in, as an associate pastor at a church, right?
Yeah. Been doing that for... 10 years or so. So yeah.
Where's that?
Sheridan Assembly there in Sheridan, Michigan.
Yep. So you've got a...
Sounds like an auto plant, Sheridan Assembly.
No.
Sheridan Assembly of God.
Yeah. But I'm telling you that you've got... There might be some divine intervention on this this jerky. I mean, it's that good.
Randy always needs a segue. You see, he has to tie two different stories together.
Yeah.
That's his attempt to
right.
do that.
You got to master the segue.
How'd I do?
Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. Okay. So Caleb, we've got a variety of stuff here in front of you, but tell us a little bit about how does a guy that's a pastor of a church decide to get in the meat business?
Well, you don't pastor a church to make money, okay?
All right.
So I'm the associate.
Some guys have.
Well, that's true.
Oh.
I'm the associate at our church, and to make ends meet, I actually started working for the Jorgensons and had a great time working for them. And one thing led to another, and now
the Jorgensons were the previous owners, or
no. The Ravens, Jeff and Susie Raven, previously owned it.
Okay,
but I went to work for them for a couple of years, and then we bought the business from them.
The Jorgensons had markets.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, like supermarkets. Yeah.
Jorgensons.
Okay,
yep.
So you got your start in that. Were you in the meat side of the business when you?
That's right. Yep. So I started cutting. Working for the Jorgensons, and then when Jeff and Susie were looking for help, I went over there and ended up buying the business from them. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good story.
Yeah. So tell
me
about
it. It's supposed
to be. You got a big meat case in there. What kind of proteins are you carrying? Are you going up and down the farm, or are you specializing in something?
So, I mean, we try to do a little bit of everything. You know, we have limited space. It's not a very big building.
That's right. You remember the size of the building.
Yep.
It's not giant. It's kind of like the one on 57 and old 131 on the corner there.
Yeah.
It's about that size. But he's got it laid out, and I said, I'm telling you, I saw the biggest chicken breasts I've ever seen in my life.
Are they Amish?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. So now we're going to go down a Amish trail here. Why can an Amish person grow a bigger chicken than anybody else? I mean, this is not a riddle. But it seems like I'm spitting meat at the microphone, man. Bob, maybe you should.
That's how you know it's good,
right? But my question is this: is you can go get Amish chickens? Are they must be a different breed of chicken to be bigger? I don't know. But anytime you ever hear anybody talk about an Amish chicken, they're giant.
Maybe they're taking their time and giving them good, wholesome, healthy food, and that's the way God made it.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably right.
Instead of a factory chicken forced to live in a barn. 2,000 other chickens.
Or 2 million, yeah.
Fed on a machine. So this jerky, I got to tell you, it's amazing. I think it's as good as mine. What do you think, John? Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to ask a couple other people that make it too, because he usually says that to everybody. Hey, this is about as good as mine.
That's an old joke with Tim Sobey. Tell us about your jerky.
You know, it's it's just time. You know, you take the right amount of time curing it, and you give it the right amount of smoke, and
it turns into a good
missing the mark.
Yeah, what are you making it with?
Yeah, meat, man.
What?
All kinds of meat. So this here, it just depends. It comes out of our ribeyes a lot of times.
Prime rib, right. Jerky.
Yeah, so it's the trimmings from the ribeye as you trim them up to put them in the case. Sure.
I mean, but that isn't all our jerkies are. I mean, we do cut some jerky out of flank steaks and different things, you know. But like, you know, some of the really good stuff, when we season it prime rib style and do the prime rib jerky, you know, we're getting steak trimmings and everything else out of that.
And you're about $4 a pound too cheap.
Yeah, but that's good
to
know.
Well, let's keep selling it, right?
This is, look at the price.
I didn't see it.
It's way cheaper than anybody's regular jerky.
Right.
I'm telling you, this sitting on a explosive product.
So as you go through the holiday season, are you taking orders for custom stuff for the holidays?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a prime rib sell every year, and we like to move, the prime rib roast, you know. We do special ordering on that. You call us, you tell us exactly how much you want for your family. And if you want us to season it for you, we'll take care of you. We'll make it set. So all you have to do is take it home, throw it in the oven. You're ready to go.
So what do you recommend on a per person basis? If somebody says, you know, I got 8 people coming over, I don't know how much to get. How do you,
you know, that's probably the question we get like the most,
right?
That, and how long do I cook it for? Well, buy a meat probe and you'll figure it out.
Right.
But so we figure 4 to 5 ounces a person is a good amount of meat, because you know you're not just eating meat.
Right.
You know, but you know your family too. Your uncle so-and-so is probably going to eat a pound of it. So make sure you account for that uncle, right?
Right.
So, but yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So you season it. What kind of profile do you use on the seasoning? If I wanted my prime rib seasoned, what can I expect on it? Is it just salt and pepper, or you got?
So we do a garlic pepper, which is got some spices in it, as well as your garlics and your pepper and that kind of thing. And then we also do like a black forest seasoning, which is a pretty standard seasoning. And then we do like a mix. We do a meat shack rub where we take some of that black forest and that garlic pepper, and we put it together. And that's probably our most popular. It just really gives it a good color, but also just a great flavor.
Awesome.
Well, I the amount of meat per person is always at question, and my recommendation is always make more.
Right.
Buy more, make more, because if you're any good at making it and it turns out really good, the last thing you want is for somebody to be a little late or to be in the bathroom when it's getting carved up and to come back to find that they're getting nothing.
Well, and the other thing is leftovers are not wrong.
Right.
I mean,
but you know, in the case of prime rib, that's one where the leftovers don't do it justice ever. It's never as good as, and that's one of the few things.
Than the fresh cut. You're right. You're exactly right. I agree with you.
Few things. That and baked Alaska, maybe.
Yeah. Baked Alaska, huh?
Those mine.
They might be. I don't know.
So I'm doing, I'm feeding a factory on Thursday for our good buddy at Perforated Tube.
Okay.
Dave Duzma.
Little holiday dinner?
Duzma.
What are you serving?
I got a bunch of big old hosses working in this place, so I'm not going to do a quarter pound per person.
Yeah.
Know your audience.
Hang around for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, coming up next, we're going to continue our conversation with Caleb from the Meat Shack and M57 in Greenville. Stick with us. We'll be back.